Hello and welcome to PCP. It's me, Pete Kogel. I'm back with PCP 588. Another 13 tracks of weird, wonderful music that you've probably never heard of before. Now, I like to keep things fresh, if only just keep myself enthused about how to do this podcasting. And I've come up with something more different today. What I've got is I've recorded 26 tracks for you, along with the usual introductions and all that sort of blabber. What I'm going to do is select the 13 tracks from the 26 randomly. I've sort of figured out a way, I've programmed a way under the computer how to do this randomly, and you will be getting your very own podcast, because I'm going to get it change every couple of minutes. So the PCP 588 that you download is going to be different from the PCP 588 that somebody else downloads a couple of minutes later. I just thought I'd give it a go. So I hope you enjoy what you're going to get. There's going to be 13 tracks. I've no idea what order they're going to be in. I'll tell you what they are as we go along. Let's get started.
Goodbye, my love. We'll be right back.
was the Scratch Bandits crew. You can find out more about them at soundcloud.com/Scratch Bandits crew. The track was called Goodbye, brackets Le Syndicat du Chrome Remix. And I picked that up at Chinese Man Records. Rather good it was too. And a couple of things I've sort of picked up on this particular show from Chinese Man Records, as I did last week. Sort of, I missed out a few sort of downloads that they made available for a while ago. And it might have been a while ago, but it's fresh to me, and therefore it's fresh to your ears. I hope you enjoyed it. That was Le Chateau, the Magique remix by Raccoon. You can find more about him at soundcloud.com/raccoonmusic, R-A-K-O-O-N. From Lyon in France, and I picked that up at ODG, ODG Prod, of course. Quite a few ODG Prod things that normally I would put into the dub zone as a crossing over into PCP for a while here, because they're playing some stuff that you wouldn't consider to be normal dub, and a slightly more off-piste, which is why it comes into this show, because let's face it, we're completely off-piste here. You come across a band that's actually got a Wikipedia page rather than a sort of a website, and that's one of them. That was Imphal Talkies and the Howlers. That's Imphal is I-M, where is it? I-M-P-H-A-L, and then Talkies, of course, and the Howlers. That was a track called Lullaby. Picked that up at Anui.com. 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 Anui. 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 www.nuidotbomb.com. Yeah, very good it was. So the top was called Lullaby, as I said, and they are a sort of folky protest band from Manipur in India, and they have a website, as I say, a Wikipedia page. So definitely go and check that one out. On the Shoulders of Townies by Blag, and I don't know an awful lot about Blag, but I have noticed that a label called Kill Your Own Archive, which has appeared on archive.org, has lots of bands that sort of post 2000 but pre well, what we are today, 2019. And that was one of them, Blag. They're from Norwich in England. That's that much I do know. And if you want to find out more about Kill Your Own Archive, go to archive.org/details/ and then all one word. Kill Your Own Archive. Really good it was too. That was Al-Kidisin by Thousand Yard Prayer. And of course, you can find Thousand Yard Prayer at thousandyardprayer.bandcamp.com. From the Kronx in Croydon, of course, in England. And I picked that on Broken Drum Records, brokendrumrecords.com. From the latest album by Thousand Yard Prayer. Definitely worth checking out. As is, of course, anything with to do with Tyrant Bane or Secret Orchestra of the Vatican, of course, from the same stable. Definitely worth listening to. Thank you. personally by Oranga Purnami Aji last week, and I rather enjoyed it. A bit of minimalism. That was another one from the his album, which is available at watchpineapplepress.wordpress.com. And that was a track called Banyan Tree. And you can find out more about him at Oranga Purnami Aji. Did I spell that for you? Yes. R-A-N-G-G-A, that's Oranga. Purnama, yes, P-U-R-N-A-M-A, and then R-G-A-J-I, .bandcamp.com, all one word. He's from Sewon in Indonesia. I hope you enjoyed that. That was an artist called Compadre Locura. And you can find them at compadrelocura.bandcamp.com from Santiago in Chile. Picked that up at Bandcamp, as I said. Very good it was too. It was called, and now I'm going to probably get this wrong, Si Prohibie el Ingreso de Alcohol, which presumably is something to do with no alcohol allowed, which is not a very good thing to have, is it? No, no. Well, I'm recording this quite early in the morning, so at the moment it's fine not to have any alcohol, but a little bit later on, I'll be getting a bit thirsty. Thank you. say that when you're playing a bit of jazz, huh, can't you? Yeah. That was Dame Lorraine by Etienne Charles, from Trinidad originally, now based in Michigan in the US. Picked it up at Storyam, and you can find out more about him at etiennecharles.com. Very good he was too. We'll be right back. was Sigma Algebra. You can find them at soundcloud.com/Sigma_algebra. Don't know where they're from, but I picked them up from Section 27 Records at section27.bandcamp.com. More than nice. As our old friend Solaris, who you can find at Jamendo, of course, Jamendo, J-A-M-E-N-D-O, based out of the UK, and you can find out also more about him at solaris.bandcamp.com. That was a track called Divination. So we had a track, another track in this podcast, or possibly in this podcast, one of the ones I've recorded, was also about divination. So a couple of things about divination there. Very divine. Let's move.
Why does the innocent cry? Spread out the virus and we spread the waving a lot at Cerberus shots when Doug tells you rocks. You'll miss the whole heart of rock when criminally docks is rumbling too hot.
Rise Up by Dr. C. I don't know anything about Dr. C other than it comes off on an ODG album at odgprod.com of a variety of different bits and pieces, and I rather enjoyed it, so I thought I'd play it. Oh, that's how I roll here. I played something from Sinister Souls a couple of weeks ago, I think it was. That was another track from them. You can find them at sinistersouls.bandcamp.com from Utrecht in the Netherlands. And that was a track called Skank Box, which I rather enjoyed. And I hope you did too.
Thank you.
was Sarji. We have played something from him before. SoundCloud.com/Sarji, SAADJI, from Grenoble in France, also on ODG. And that was a track called Mycelium, MICELLYUM. Rather good. And that's it. You've had your 13 tracks of PCP 588. I hope you've enjoyed them. And it's been more than randomly selected just for you, because if you were to download the podcast again, you get a different selection. You get sort of 26 tracks condensed into 13. And if my math serves me correctly, I believe the chances of you downloading the same tracks in the same order again, are 4.194 to the power of 33. Rather good, wasn't it? Rather different. So I just thought something different, and I just had a bit of an experiment, and it came out with this. So I hope you've enjoyed listening to PCP 588. I'll be back probably in a couple of weeks' time with something completely different. But in the meantime, you can just download the podcast again, don't you? You never know what you might get. So I might keep it up there for a couple of weeks, so you've got a chance to sort of download it a second time. Yeah, I'm that sort of naughty person, aren't I? I am indeed. Right, thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you soon, folks.